Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
What is the stupid mistake that you or someone else will never live down? And here come those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
You've
got
mail. Here's an email about the oil change.
Says, guys.
Yes.
An oil change always includes an oil filter. The oil filter is usually a metal canister, which you can't see inside of. It's the air filter that they always try to upsell.
Oh,
it's an easy sell because they show it to you, and you probably don't know what's okay or not. Keep on rocking, guys. That from Jeff in Arkansas, who's an ex-service manager, so he knows. Yeah, they always bring that
it
out.
It is the air filter.
Open it up like the accordion. Look at this. How do you know you're breathing in that car?
I thought that was the purpose of the filter, so I'm not breathing that.
As far as being dumb, good day, gentlemen. A few years ago, my family decided on a trip to visit the homeland of England. With my brothers and my partners in tow, this would be a chance to show them where our family is from. Well, being me, as we're booking the tickets through British Airways, we're presented with the option of entering a prefix for our name. Mr., Miss., Mrs., etc. And then there is the Right Honorable. I have to. You get me? Apparently, this was skipped in the British civics lessons I never took growing up. The Right Honorable, Honorable is a title given to BFFs of the royal family and is a very real title. Get to the airport to start the trip. We're not sure we can let you through security. Go see if you can get it changed at the ticket desk. I was barely able to after lots of groveling. On the way home, get to the airport, same thing. I nearly wasn't able to go on the trip, nearly wasn't able to come home because I thought something would be funny. To this day, my title in the family is the Right Honorable Sweetman the Younger, as I'm the younger brother. Good times, that from Evan.
Evan, I would have done the if you give me that option, that is definitely the one I'm taking.
As we move on to the birthdays, Ola guys, my awesome daughter Cecilia has a birthday today. She would love to hear some gets from Thrill and a kid fish sandwich. That from the mom and dad still listening every day online in Lexington, Kentucky.
Get!
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 Fish sandwich!
Get!
Ola guys, can you wish my vegetarian daughter, Natalie, a happy 23rd birthday? I think that's Nathalie, maybe. Can she get the cat giving birth and the dirty Germans to tell her how important it is to eat meat? Thank you, bitches, and appreciate it. That from Hector.
Yeah, of course it is important to eat meat. I will introduce you to the German one-eyed black sausage. You will enjoy it.
Yeah, this one will have skin on it. Seems sad that your father would ask us to give you the meat.
Yeah, do not chew it, however.
Yeah.
I never asked for that.
What's that?
From you guys, for my daughter?
You don't want us to do a birthday show?
Don't worry about it. You don't have to ask us.
No.
She reaches out directly.
Yeah, she says, hey, I'm done with this Malcolm fella. Can I be the German?
Yeah. Reach out to your dad up in Seattle.
All right.
Don't you worry, I'll take care of her.
Like he means it, but it still is chilling to hear.
I'll keep it warm.
You know me.
Yes, Malcolm, we know you.
Yeah. Put her on my hog.
And I don't own a motorcycle or a farm.
He owns a motorcycle. Guys, it's my birthday today. Hope it's not too late. Can I get Coach Ted to tell Miles how important it is to get your garbage can out on time in the morning? And Shannon Sharp to interrupt Coach Ted about how he's wrong. Thanks, guys. That from David, the trash hole. Let me see if I can find the Coach Ted music.
So I got to tell you how important it is
to get my trash out before I wake up in a panic when I hear the beeping coming down the street.
Hey, damn it, Montgomery. We got a big game this week, and I got to deal with the punter? Of course you can't punch straight. You never get the garbage cans out on time, so you're getting woken up in the middle of the night, and you got to run out there like a jackass.
That's going to be stupid to take your trash out to the sidewalk.
What day does the trash get picked up, Montgomery?
Monday.
Get that trash out Sunday night. Is that hard to remember?
It is.
Do it on Sunday.
It's the worst night. I'm watching Sunday Night Football. I'm wrapping up the weekend. I forget.
Do they have halftime of that football game?
Yeah.
Take the cans out.
God, that game Sunday was so bad. I should have taken out the first 5 minutes.
When the Jets... Who the hell did the Jets play?
Oh, this was, I'm talking about the Tampa game.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is...
The Jets were playing the Patriots.
That's my point. When Jets are involved in anything, and it's more exciting than a game with Drew Brees and Tom Brady, mm-hmm. there's something wrong in the world.
Yep. Guys, since no one I know listens to you stupid guys out here in Sacramento,
stupid guys,
California.
Hey, stupid guys.
He didn't say that, I did. I'd like to...
hey, stupid.
But he remembers us on 98 Rock. I'd like to request a birthday shout-out for myself. Can I get a big old Leroy Jenkins and the Dirty Germans telling me how to celebrate my 25th trip around the sun? Thanks, guys. That from Alan.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Yeah, the 25th birthday is the easy one. That's just the one where you get one hooker for each year you've been alive. 25 hookers, 50 breasts.
Yeah, so you know, Alan, I think you go see your namesake, and tonight you go out and give someone some thick.
Yeah, or the old Alan Wrench. Universal.
Is that actually for tiny... Switch that. Yeah, so that's the tiny one from the IKEA.
Yeah, get yourself an IKEA hooker.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, she's Swedish.
You just have to put them back together yourself.
Yeah, so you put it together, but then she'll play with your meatballs.
I would put that together.
I would put that together.
An IKEA hooker?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a minute.
But what would it be called? It'd be like the floor forgoing.
Yeah. Grab a throw pillow.
Guys, can you please give Cameron a happy 29th birthday? Last year in his 20s, and first one as a dad. He just had a baby boy 3 weeks ago. So how about some advice on being a dad from the Dirty Germans? Thanks, guys. That from Willow and Axel.
Yeah, well, you understand the first part, which is, of course, to have the sex, and then you have this child. It is very easy to be a dad. They will always know where you are, and they will simply repeat, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. All you have to do is drink a little bit and hide drunk from kids.
Yeah, see, the secret of being a good father was that you already messed it up.
Yeah, no matter what you do, you've already lost.
Yeah, the kid is there now, so you have to deal with it. But I will tell you this much. Take it to the right daycare.
Yeah. Well, today's my 36th arbitrary round of our star here, hoping to get the return to Pain in the Grass next year. For now, can you just slap some random sound effects on the board and see what happens for me? Guys, your choice. Rock on, you guys are awesome. That from Justin in Marysville.
Here comes the dope pusher!
Uh-oh, look out.
Suck it up!
Jeez, Louise!
Please clap.
Okay, guys, here we go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, bitches.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. A couple extra emails, guys. As far as yesterday goes and live day, I think Creepy Kyle needs to be upgraded to Kick-Ass Killer Courageous Kyle for at least a week or two. None of us could have done what he did yesterday. Plus, it was for a great cause. Just my thought. That from Jolly Joe. As far as Jeopardy goes from live day, guys, I'm laughing so hard I'm crying. You all did a great job with your impressions. Love this show and all that you guys do. Feel so good after hearing your show from the laughter. Thanks so much. That from Barb in Spanaway. Barb, thanks for the nice words.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a good one. It says, Ola Bicholas, I was doing some light internet reading over dinner this evening, and eventually found myself reading Thrill's Inside Radio Q&A from what feels like way, way, way back in 2017.
Oh, that's like 30 years ago.
At one point, he mentioned the show's slight structural change due to a new clock, so I, of course, Googled that radio jargon clock thing and stumbled upon an NPR story.
Okay.
The very first paragraph described what apparently the radio industry calls a driveway moment. Well, I've listened to you guys since 2008, more on than off, and every day via podcast since temporarily moving to Arizona, and there have been countless times where I have sat in my driveway or other random locations like work and listened until the commercial break or a song until that driveway moment, and you guys always deliver. Every show. Anyway, I love you guys. Don't ever change a thing. Rock on, bitches. That from Maury, the displaced Seattleite. P.S. I'm able to listen with headphones at work and get funny looks when I randomly start cracking up. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. Let's see here. Ola Bacholas, I live in a long-term care facility, and I love the comedy and fun of the men's room on radio.com through my Roku. I am in this facility because of advanced MS. My 2020 victory is my daily walks on a walker. After being told I was told I would never walk again, every step I take proves the naysayers are wrong. And I love this. Stay classy, guys. That from John Steele, who says, I worked in radio, not porn.
John Steele.
Yeah, I was going to say one of the two.
Mm-hmm. John Steele.
A good 2020 story. Something good this year. I was able to finish my master's degree just as the shutdown happened. I'm an elementary school teacher. Gave me great pride to finish. Also gave me a huge raise on my salary since I had extra education on top of it. So that's plus. I busted my butt for 15 years. Also had my national board certification. So working hard for my family, that feels good. Thanks for always entertaining me on my way home from my unfortunately empty classroom. That from T, the teacher. One good thing, Ola gentlemen, this year my husband decided to commit to hunting. After two empty-handed trips to the peninsula for deer season, he managed to bag his first buck just this weekend for elk season. So proud of him. That was no small feat. We're now looking forward to almost 300 pounds of assorted sausages, ground meat, damn, and steaks from our local butcher. Stay beautiful, guys. That from Stephanie.
Stephanie, you guys probably can't eat all that meat.
And one more. Yeah, no kidding.
There's no chance I know them.
Last year, my grandfather passed away, and since the grandma has been selling a bunch of their rental properties, his birthday would have been last month, and the week before, she sent all of us on the side of the family a random letter that we could not open until his birthday at 4 o'clock. So when the day and time rolls around, I open said letter to find a check for $25,000 from my grandparents. She said it was from their grandpa, but if you knew how tight with money he always was, I wonder. But anyway, when I called her, I found out that my siblings, cousin, and I got $25,000, and my dad and uncle and aunt each got $100,000.
Damn.
Thank you, Grandpa, for one last bit of awesome done in your name. I bet wherever he is pissed. That from Jesse the Body.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Troyhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All three stories suck to some degree, but it's up to us to figure out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you like the men's room on Facebook, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And today, for all three stories, as always, I try to find similar situations. We'll call this one going Brown Town. Brown Town. You know what? Let's just start with an investment banker. In this case, an investment banker is accused of defecating on an airplane's food service cart during a flight. Now, he did plead guilty to misdemeanor charge of threatening a flight attendant, agreed to pay $50,000 in restitution. Meanwhile, his lawyer says his only problem was diarrhea. Now, the plaintiff himself says, quote, I was angry. That's Gerard Finnerman, 52 years old. He admitted to making a threat aboard a United Airlines flight from Buenos Aires to New York. Now, he's a managing director at the Trust Company of the West. Lives in an upscale Greenwich, Connecticut. Faces up to 6 months in jail and a $5,000 fine. Now, as part of his sentence, he agreed to pay the airline just over $49,000 for damage to the plane and reimburse passengers for the flight. Charles Stillman, that's his lawyer, he said the cleanup costs, in other words, where he pooped on the food cart, that was about $1,000. The rest was to reimburse the passengers. Now, Finnerman, he told the judge he had no intention of carrying out the threat, but badly wanted another glass of wine, you see, after the airline had stopped serving alcohol. At that point, when they said, we can't serve you more alcohol, he went up to the food cart, started pulling wine, and instead of drinking it, started pouring it on himself. And even though they didn't mention the defecation in court, he only said that he suffered intestinal illness, which led to the diarrhea, and he ended up pooping on the very cart that he was driving the wine. But he's here to tell you that part. Just a mistake.
Okay.
Because I've always accidentally pulled down my pants and pooped. We continue. We go to Canada, where cops in Ontario, they're investigating a bizarre case of a man and a woman that broke into someone's house, but they didn't steal anything. In fact, they only broke into the house and pooped in a homeowner's dishwasher.
Oh.
The unnamed trespasser entered the home through a sliding glass door anywhere between 1 and 8:15 a.m. on a Sunday while the residents were asleep. As they say, the poopy perp didn't actually steal anything, just defecated on the open dishwasher door before leaving the residence. The police there, they reminded the public to properly secure the residence while always locking all your doors and windows and perhaps leaving the dishwasher door closed.
Hmm.
So not a whole lot. They simply broke in. They pooped in the dishwasher and they left. And now we come right back here to the fine United States where a man pooped into an empty box, closed the box, then put it on the shelf of a local grocery store. The grocery store security footage recorded the suspect pooping in an aisle, then placing the box containing the feces back on the shelf. The suspect also stole some items from the store. Now, employees there, they brought the footage over to the police. The police uploaded the footage onto their Facebook page. However, grocery store officials requested that the department take down any images and videos of the incident, citing their corporate policy as a reason, but probably because they don't want people seeing someone putting turds on their store shelves. We can all agree. Anyway, the suspect left the parking lot in a light-colored Ford Escape, and police said they have no leads or any suspects.
Oh,
on this
man.
Point.
Oh, yeah. He drove.
So two of these people, two of the three people in these stories, they managed to get away with it. So again, we have the guy, the investment banker on a flight, wanted more wine. Service was already over. He ends up pooping on the food service cart. We have the, I guess, the burglars in Canada. They broke into someone's house. They didn't steal a thing, but they did poop in the homeowner's dishwasher. And finally, the man who inexplicably pooped in a box, sealed the box, and then put the box back on the grocery store shelf.
Here's my theory on this, Ted. The guy who pooped in the box at the grocery store, put on the shelf, he's got mental health issues. All right, there's something not wrong with that.
You don't know that.
He might just be very funny. I'm going to assume that he's dealing with some mental issues. All right?
I don't think so.
He put it in a box and then put it on the shelf.
But see, it doesn't tell me you're crazy. It just tells me you're just up to no good.
He also used the bathroom in an aisle at the grocery store. That's not normal. That's somebody who's got something going on.
But they also didn't catch him, which tells me he's got more going on upstairs. He's just nasty.
This is his great prank. First of all, if the box was like a box of cereal or something, that would really suck.
I don't know what the box was.
As long as it's just a regular old empty box and I found like a stocking box from the shelf.
But keep in mind, they said he put it back on the shelf, meaning he had to take it. I don't know what it was.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
Yes, it's pretty bad.
Okay. The guy on the airline, he is just an idiot. All right? And whether he wanted to do that or not, that's pretty terrible.
He pulled down his pants.
I think he might be the worst out of all this. I'm going to go the person who broke into someone's home, did not steal anything, did not take anything, and left a duke on the dishwasher door, which you could close and wash. To me, you could pick up the duke. It's already a dishwasher. You run the cycle on hot 3 or 4 times, right? You're almost good to go on.
But it's poop inside of your dishwasher.
It is, but out of these three stories, to me, it's not where the food is.
Right, but it's where I clean. I would say the grocery store guy.
You can run the washer. Like, I've had dog poop on my shoes.
But here's the thing. The guy that pooped on the box, all you got to do is get rid of the box. Problem solved. Right? On the airplane, you have scarred that food service.
Yeah, that's the worst.
And people had to wait. Keep in mind, and this is an enclosed place. So somebody's sitting within 3 feet of that poop-covered cart. The dishwasher, although I find it hysterical, it's still directly in someone's home.
It still sucks,
so
at least to me.
Every time they're looking at their glasses, they don't want to do it. But the grocery store, it's a grocery store.
I mean, depending on the length of the flight, how much time was left.
Right.
If it was only like 90 minutes left, I'd say he sucks the least. Just
a man who pooped on the cart.
But he poured the wine on himself first.
He did, yes.
And then pooped on the cart. Like, I would be, while annoyed, I can't get another drink. Part of me would be like, holy cow! I can't believe I just saw that.
Would you be more upset if your dog pooped all over your stairs and all over the carpet again, or if she jumped up onto the dishwasher door and laid one down up there?
Dishwasher.
That would bother you more?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You put your plates in there, man.
I know.
Your forks, your knives, your spoons.
I know.
Everything that goes in my mouth.
I still feel like I can clean that area better.
You can.
All right.
I mean, look, you don't have to clean the cart.
For me, the grocery store, like,
yeah, that's pretty simple.
Nobody bought the product.
I'm dying to know what box it was.
Man, I wish they even gave me an idea of what section they were in.
From the KISW Facebook page, Charles says, yeah, dishwasher guy for sure. I run it a few times. The sanitizer's ready to go. Colton says, dishwasher guy sucks the least. Airplane guy, yuck. Imagine yes, the recirculated yuck. Air in that.
Oh.
And Tom says, the guy who est in the dishwasher. Just run that thing a few times, then remove and sell. It's in great condition, and buy a new one.
Cascade.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you like the Men's Room on Facebook.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just a few minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right. Last year, the divorce rate in the U.S. hit a 50-year low.
Nice.
I'm starting on a good story this time.
Okay. That is good.
Yeah, but I think after the lockdown 2021, Mike.
I was about to say, that was last year's number. And
2019 or 2020?
2019.
That is going to shift dramatically. Yes, that's not good news at all.
It is.
That's like old news.
Yeah, because as you recall, after the lockdown started, all of a sudden divorce lawyers started just popping up everywhere.
The greatest time ever for them.
Divorce rates skyrocketed.
Made me realize I hate her.
Mm-hmm. But only when I spend time with her.
Right.
But I hate spending time with her. I feel like at this point, couples will be like, yeah, and I hate him.
Yeah, I think they're both like, no, we agree.
We find that honesty in the relationship is important.
And we hate each other, and we were honest about it.
A firefighter in Florida was busted for stealing Pokemon cards from a Walmart.
Really, man?
Right.
How old's this firefighter?
Eight. Old enough to care about stealing Pokemon cards, I guess.
Or maybe he's thinking, Christmas is coming up, my kid's Pokemon crazy.
Maybe.
I doubt it. I think he's just a guy that's really into Pokemon.
I mean, that guy kind of fits in perfect to our question today.
Yes.
Wait a minute,
you stole what?
He's going to have to switch shifts. Like, he can't be working the same shift at the same house after everybody knows he stole Pokemon cards.
You said it was at Walmart.
Yes.
Walmart sells everything.
Yes.
So you could steal anything.
Yes.
And you chose Pokemon cards.
Correct.
I mean, like,
that's what he collects.
And here's the thing. There was a moment there where Pokemon cards, if you had the right one, could afford you quite a bit of money.
The right one, sure.
Right. You get like a, you know, a holographic Charizard or something like that. I remember I saw it for like $450. That's a legit thing, Ted.
I know it is.
Yeah, I know.
I spent about a year getting to know the Pokemon card world. Both kids were into it.
Right.
They're a little bit past it now, but.
And then every couple of years, they add another $150 to the mix there.
Yep.
Yay. Sorry, Dad. A woman snuck through. Oh, yeah. He wasted a lot of money on that stuff. A woman snuck through airport security in Chicago to try to board a flight to L.A. to see a Jay-Z show.
Damn. I mean, come on.
There's a Jay-Z show?
Well, sorry. Maybe not a show. It just says to try to go see Jay-Z. I assumed it was
to
a
see
show.
Him in
no, I don't I, think no, it's yeah, a show right, yeah. when you're sneaking. First of all, you're in Chicago, so you'll find that most bands and musical acts, they go there. Because it's a big, major, massive city.
Right.
So I get the feeling she's like, I'm going to L.A. to see Jay-Z. In much the same way that stalkers try to meet, Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm.
In New Zealand, their Bird of the Year contest organizers caught someone sneaking in 1,500 extra votes for a spotted kiwi. To try to make it the Bird of the Year in New Zealand.
Oh.
It's that important.
Bird of the Year.
Bird of the Year in New Zealand.
Boy, they got different problems than we do.
Yes, they do.
My God.
I can't believe you guys still think birds are real, man.
Oh, good work, Ted. All righty here. A new survey asked people what desserts are the most tempting during the holiday season. Are you ready for this?
Is this a list?
Is this a list of five? I do have a list of five.
Thanksgiving, Christmas combined?
Holiday season.
Yes.
I would say Christmas cookies. Let's see it.
Christmas cookies. All right. I like it. Miles, any guesses?
Apple pie.
Apple pie, not a bad guess. Mr. Hill, any guesses?
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie. Here we go.
That should be the winner.
That should be the winner.
Top five answers are on the board. These are the top five most tempting desserts during the holiday season. For number five, you're going to have to call Warrant because it's cherry pie.
Really?
Number one?
What? No, number five.
Okay, thank
number
God.
Number five.
Cherry pie at the holiday?
Cherry pie in the holiday? You never had a cherry pie at the holidays?
No.
That's like July 4th-y to me.
Right.
Yeah. You get like pumpkin, pecan.
Yeah. Apple.
Sorry.
Mike's going to end up getting beaten
to death. I don't discriminate pies, Ted. Bring them all down. I love a pie. Moving on.
Wow.
My apologies, Ted.
You ever been to Sherry's?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's been a hot minute.
All right. Well, you want a pie, man. They've got every kind.
There you go. I do need to go back to Sherry's.
And that little carousel window thing where you look in there and you go, ooh, maybe I'll get some pie.
I get distracted by the cakes, though. Oh. They got great cakes in there.
Go to Sherry's. It'll help your short game.
All right. All righty. These are the top five most tempting desserts during the holiday season. Number four, it should be a dessert, but we use it as breakfast. It is the delicious cinnamon roll.
I don't think I've ever had that as a
That's dessert. A good Christmas
it
morning
thing. It sounds great. I just never had one.
Really?
Not for the holidays.
Oh, you know what? I don't.
It's typically just I'm in a mall someplace and there's like.
And they're there.
But you never got the ones, like the Pillsbury ones? You break out of the can and you make.
Scares the living hell out of you when you pop that thing open?
It's not that I haven't had them. I just don't associate it with the holidays.
Right.
It's not like the state.
To me, it's, if like you make them, I'm going to eat
green bean casserole can be served all year round. I associate it with the holidays.
What?
I associate it
with the holidays. Man, it's delicious. No. Green bean casserole is fantastic.
If you add a cup of salt.
It's great.
I have that on good authority.
I hear what you're saying, but I'm kind of with Mike. Like, to me, if there's a cinnamon roll, like, in the house, it's probably a holiday.
Really?
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Because generally it's the host's breakfast because they got a lot of stuff that they got to do. They don't have time to really make breakfast. Even just pouring yourself some cereal is not all that, you know, throw some of these things in the oven real quick, cook them up real fast.
Actually,
you're cleaning
what?
Up.
You're right.
Getting things set. You need just something that you can grab real fast and mow down. Even when you're going around shopping, that Cinnabon is cooking like crazy and it smells delicious.
Yeah, my wife, she is into making the cinnamon rolls. She does not know how to do anything proportional, so she makes them as though we're feeding the entire United States military.
Nice.
So trust me, you will be getting some.
Fantastic.
Can you take this into work?
Yes, I'll take it into work.
Appreciate it already. These are the top five most tempting desserts during the holiday season. Number three, close enough, Ted, sugar cookies.
Yeah.
Sure. Ice sugar
cookies are great.
I like the cookie that has the Hershey Kiss in the middle.
Oh, the peanut butter blossom.
Yeah. And then they put the little mini Reese cup in there.
Why do we only do that? At the holiday, you're right.
I don't
know. Only show up at the holiday.
Every time I see that, I'm like, oh yeah, game on.
I think you only do it because of diabetes.
Oh. Yeah, you're right, though. It only shows
up
at that time.
If you made as many cookies as you make around Christmas all year round, like people would just be like, ah, the cookie monster.
I like those chocolate cookies with like the powdered sugar all over them, and then you smash them.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Love those ones, man. Are they snaps? I have no idea.
I'm not sure about that one.
I don't know that one either.
Oh, they're great. They will show up somehow. We haven't had anybody in these studios all year long. They will show up on that counter.
They're not showing up.
Come on,
maybe
man.
Some will show up. Yeah.
Don't cut me down.
Maybe someone will bring in like 4 pounds of Halloween chocolates, and then the next day when you go to get one, every single one of them is gone. Gone.
All the chocolate.
Oh, from the chocolate gremlin,
chocolate gremlin.
Every piece of chocolate in that huge bucket was gone.
There's like sweet tarts and dum-dums.
Right.
And only the dum-dums that you don't know what flavor they are.
Right, the mystery flavor. I did find a grape. That was delicious.
That's how we survived off Live Day yesterday.
I know.
They brought everything in for BJ and Migs, and we were just picking around. We were living and dying on freaking little chocolate bars, and they ate them all.
I was just drinking pickle juice.
Not they, Miles. Just the chocolate gremlin. Just the chocolate gremlin.
You know who you are.
Uh-huh.
We do, too.
Yeah.
Chocolate gremlin.
God.
VD's office littered with wrappers, and it wasn't VD.
Some of them weren't even good chocolate.
No, they weren't. They were garbage.
I'm amazed. Like, I shouldn't be mad because he ate all the bad chocolate.
But he ate all the good ones, too.
You don't understand what we're saying. We had so many minis. It was tons.
There was like two full Halloween bags.
For weeks, we had enough chocolate. They were all gone this morning. Every single one of them. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, man. These are the top five most tempting desserts during the holiday season. Miles, you nailed number two. The all-American apple pie.
Apple pie. Mm-hmm. People love apple pie. Also, the holidays always appreciate people buy Cool Whip. It's the one time.
Boy,
I like whipped
up.
Cream, but Cool Whip is always delicious as well.
Miles, I agree 100%. If you're going to eat pie, you get the Cool Whip. Mm-hmm. You know what? You splurge.
That's right.
Anybody done cheese on the apple pie?
And not like Cool Whip.
I've had it. It's okay.
No, you go. You get the Cool Whip.
No, don't buy light Cool Whip for a goddamn dessert.
Right. Yeah, don't do that, please.
Right.
I want, like, extra saturated fat. That would be the
same. If you invite me over to your house for Thanksgiving dinner and I see that, I'm walking out.
We pretty much already agreed.
What? My ass!
We pretty much already... The unspoken rule is right now, at this moment, until probably, let's call it January 4th, rules are off. Diets are done. Exercising is done. Right. It did it. The year's over. If your resolution was to work out all year long, and you've been working out all year long, you made it. It ends today.
It does.
That's right.
We are not healthy for the next 2 months.
You are the most motivational, non-motivational speaker.
Damn right.
That diet you've been on, that you've stuck to, it ends today.
Be proud. You made it.
You fat son of a bitch.
You did it. That being said, apple pie to me is a really multi-seasonal holiday snack.
Yeah, I mean, it's apple frickin'
maybe
pie.
Dutch apple pie.
Right. Just a random summer party if apple pie shows up, I'm happy.
I think he's right, though. Pecan pie's got it.
I bet you it's going to be pumpkin pie.
Okay.
For me.
So let's get some final guesses for that number one answer.
I'm going pecan pie.
You're going pecan pie, Mr. Hill.
I'm
going
to say the answer is pumpkin, but for me personally, it's pecan pie.
Ted, final guesses for number one.
I agree 100% with Thrill.
Okay.
What you just said.
Are you ready? This is the most tempting dessert during the holiday season, and it has been mentioned. Steven, Ted, you are correct. It is pumpkin pie.
Yeah, nothing wrong with pumpkin pie. It's
pecan
delicious.
Is delicious, but I just don't feel like it's as prevalent as pumpkin.
Correct.
And for me, pumpkin's Thanksgiving, pecan's Christmas.
Here's
right
the
there
thing.
With you, man.
Here's the thing. I can have a slice of pecan pie during the holidays, and I'm happy. I can have a slice of pumpkin pie during the holidays, and I'm eyeballing that thing for the rest of the day going, would anybody notice if I took a second piece?
What why you is do is get one and one.
Yeah, why is the slice of the pecan and the pumpkin always like half the size of the apple or cherry pie?
That's garbage.
I'll tell you why.
It's always a lot
because
smaller.
As much as people act like they love their apple and cherry pie, they're trying to get rid of it. So they give you this big-ass piece. Well, pecan pie, like if you want a piece of my pecan pie, you're getting a sliver. And I'm like, why is it so small? Like, because I plan on eating
really,
the rest.
It really is a good pie.
It is.
God, it is, man.
What goes best with vanilla ice cream? Because that's another little side dish
Cool
that you get up there.
Cool Whip always works good with pie, trust me.
Let's see here. Apologies. Going to get back to the good news stories here. The VA just announced that all vets and Gold Star families will have a lifetime free pass to visit national parks.
Nice. Yeah. Well, they should. Yeah,
exactly.
Right. They've paid their dues. How about that?
Sorry you have to deal with all the other idiots that go.
Right. But you still can't cook your chicken in hot springs in Yellowstone.
Yeah. Right.
You don't get that pass.
The parks had a hell of a year this year.
They did.
They really did.
Boy, oh boy, they did. A Special Olympics athlete has become the first person with Down syndrome to complete an Ironman.
Damn.
I saw that.
Awesome.
That is crazy.
That is a feat right there.
He doesn't take off around the holidays, Mike.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That guy probably works out a lot.
He does.
Yeah, if you're doing Ironman, yeah.
Pittsburgh has been plagued with a new adversary.
Who's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This. We'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.